So it was the night before Christmas, December 24th, 2009. I was volunteering in northern Uganda, and I woke up in the morning. This was my first Christmas away from home, and I had a fever. So I turned to my housemates, and they take me to the clinic, and I go in. I say I have a fever. I feel a little bit nauseous, not very hungry, and they decide to run a malaria test. The test comes back and is positive. So the nurse gives me three pills. Apparently, you're supposed to take the three pills, one pill a day, over 3 days. I didn't quite understand the instructions correctly, so I thought I was supposed to take three pills, three in 1 day, evenly spaced out. So if you're familiar with malarial treatment, it's quite strong. And I took the first one. Fine. I took the second one, like 8 hours later, since I thought it was supposed to be evenly spread out. And then I took the third one, and something really strange happened. So I was already feeling a little bit kind of nauseous, feverish, hot and cold episodes. But after I took this one, something strange happened where the world just started spinning round and round and round. And I decided I need to go lay down for a little bit. So I lay down in my bed, and then I have a sudden urge to vomit. So I try to make my way across my room to the toilet, which luckily I wasn't actually at my home in northern Uganda at the time. I was visiting a friend because my house in Kitgum, where I was usually based, was a latrine with a lot of cockroaches in it. So luckily it was an indoor toilet. I'm making my way across, and I didn't quite make my way there because I collapse on the floor. And as I collapse, I have this very weird sensation where I disconnect from my body, and my spirit, so to say, kind of floats away in the air, and I am suddenly on a ship in the 1800s. And I'm the wife of a sea captain, and I'm trying to escape from the ship. But I'm still also present in my home in Uganda. So these two things are happening simultaneously. Then I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Inception, where there's like a layer on a layer on a layer. So suddenly my spirit disconnects again from the wife of the sea captain in the 1800s, and I'm suddenly an Egyptian goddess. So I have a layer on a layer on a layer where I'm present in 2009 in Uganda as a volunteer. I am simultaneously the wife of a sea captain in the 1800s, and then on top of that, I am an Egyptian goddess. So this is all going around in my mind. I don't really know where I am, but I have a sense that I'm like experiencing my former lives as a reincarnated person. Then everything kind of goes blank, and I come to, and my housemate at the time comes over and kind of wakes me up, and I realize that like I'd been hallucinating from an overdose on these anti-malarials. And she gets me some fluids, and we go into the clinic, and they say, explain the fact that you're actually supposed to take this treatment over 3 days, not all in 1 day. So after I get some fluids and kind of rest for a little bit, I'm feeling a bit better, and I'm able to spend the rest of the day watching Home Alone 2 to celebrate Christmas. But in sum, that is why they do not sell artemisinin-based combination therapy over the counter in the United States.